Welcome to a new special series called The Bathroom Break. That extra 10 minutes you either have to listen to marketing tips or use the bathroom or both. But I don't recommend both, but that's your choice.
This collab's gonna be super fun. We have Daniel Murray from the Marketing Millennials and me, Jay Schwedelson from the Do This Not That podcast and subjectline.com. Each episode in the series, we are gonna go over quick tips about different marketing topics. And if you wanna be in the bathroom, fine, just don't tell us about it. Thanks for checking it out. We are back for the Bathroom Break, which is this special series that I do, Jay Schwedelson, with the amazing Daniel Murray, where we talk about really, I want to say important things, but that can't possibly be true. Daniel, how is this week going to be? What's it going to be like?
I have good vibes manifesting that it's going to be good, but I hope every marketer feels the same way because we always go into Mondays with all the confidence in the world or the scaries, and it either goes our way or doesn't. I mean, that's just marketing life.
There it is. All right, let's jump into it. LinkedIn. There have been some changes to LinkedIn, a bunch of them, that they've rolled out. And I want to get your hot take on how important or not important these changes are. So I'm going to hit you with the first one. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So LinkedIn has rolled out something new on their newsletter. So for everybody that doesn't know, you can have a LinkedIn newsletter, which is super powerful stuff. Where you do a post on LinkedIn, but if you set it up as a newsletter, it'll actually get sent out to everybody that chooses to subscribe to that newsletter. It gets sent out via email. And we all know these newsletters because we're hit up every day. Hey, do you want to subscribe to whatever? And you get these notifications on LinkedIn. But the change that they rolled out is that now LinkedIn is publishing newsletter metrics for the first time. So every time you hit send on an email newsletter via LinkedIn, they're actually sharing with you the number of sends that they did, like deliverability, and they're also sharing the email open rate on the LinkedIn newsletter that they are delivering. Do you think this is meaningful or meaningless?
I mean, for marketers, meaningful, because now you can report back to whoever you're doing this activity and say, hey, we get X amount of open rates, we get X amount of impressions on this newsletter, we should keep doing it or we should not. So now it gives you signal whether or not to do it. I mean, you're a big advocate of it, but I think if you haven't built up an audience yet, it's harder to start that newsletter because you want to have, it invites everybody to subscribe. So if you built up a bunch of colleagues, if you're starting a personal one, it might not be, you'll be sending your bunch of people from the past a newsletter invite request. So I think, yes, for the actionability and a way to report back to marketers. And if you're a creator, it's even better because now if you get that sponsored, now you have metrics to go back to the sponsor and tell them, hey, here are my metrics on my LinkedIn newsletter.
Yeah. And I do think that that last point is super important, that there's going to be a lot more availability for you to be able to sponsor people's LinkedIn newsletters and brands' LinkedIn newsletters now that there's metrics about performance. And the ultimate irony to me is that everybody has said the open rate is dead for so many years, which I never believed. I think open rate's a very important metric. Directionally, it's not an absolute metric. And here's LinkedIn kind of double downing on the fact that they're going to share email open rate. And they even said in their announcement, we know email open rate is not 100% accurate, but directionally, it has value. So I love the fact that LinkedIn's going deeper in email. Let me hit you with the next one. And I'm super curious about your take on this. So the other announcement that LinkedIn rolled out this week was that you're now going to be able to see the impression counts on comments. So you go on somebody's post, you leave a comment, you're going to be able to see, oh, that comment got, 612 impressions or views. Is that something that's going to matter?
I've always been a believer comments equal content. So I think that if you're starting out, or commenting is a strategy to grow on LinkedIn, and it's proven, that's one of the key strategies we use at the Market Millennials, like LinkedIn pages, we grow through comments. So now seeing impressions would be a great way for us to say this post is good to make a regular post versus a comment. So it's a way to test content ideas. So you can use it as social content for the future, or newsletter content, podcast content, blog content, whatever content. It's good to directionally to know what what is getting views and what's not getting views, in my opinion.
But let me ask you a question about that, because I agree with you. You know, if you put a comment on somebody's post and it gets like a bunch of likes, like, oh, this comment might be worth making content around it. I get that. But let's say you put a comment on a post, okay, and it gets a bunch of impressions, but it gets no likes. Does that just mean that post got a lot of impressions and your comment kind of stinks? Like,
no, I think it's proof that you're getting seen in the feed as a person who's trying to grow their network, trying to grow their following. It's proving that they want people to comment. So I get why they're doing it. I just think commenting is a good strategy. But I think that's just like every metric out there. That's one signal. I think the other signal is, did it get impressions? How many engagements did that post get? So you need to tailor that with like two different, because if my comment got 1,000 impressions and zero likes, directionally, I just say I got more impressions for myself or my brand, but it doesn't mean anything. But if it gets a lot of likes and impressions, then I'm doing something right. I'm putting signal content out there.
I've been meaning to ask you something, and it's going to be hard to articulate this over a podcast, but I hope you can. I'm seeing when you comment on stuff, you're like spacing out your comments in a way that there's like a lot of like lines, like you're hitting return, 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 and you're making space between the actual words that you're writing in the comments on LinkedIn. I see you do that a lot. What are you doing? Like, what is that? Should I be doing that?
It's just testing things. I mean, that's all I'm doing. But I whenever I could take up more real estate in a feed, like that's why images are good on LinkedIn, posting images or videos, because you take up a full scroll instead of being a text post. You're competing against three other posts. You're the only post. So you're competing against other comments too. So I'm trying to see if I do that, am I taking up more real estate than other people commenting?
See, there you go. You always have a cool hack going on. I never thought about that. All right, the last one, which I think is super important, is everybody that's posting videos on LinkedIn. When people are looking at videos on LinkedIn, on mobile specifically, the words that people are writing to go along with those videos, the captions on those videos, they've really been relegated to nothingsville, meaning like you barely see the words. So what a lot of us are doing, myself included, is we're putting graphical labels on our videos because we want people to know what the video is about, because the words that you're writing with the videos are not being seen really anymore. Are you on that same train?
I mean, if you look at IG Reels, TikTok, YouTube Shorts, that's a good thumbnail with a call to action in the front, or letting people know what it's about is how you hook someone. So unless you're really good at creating wow factor in the first 3 seconds, which us millennials and older have that pause. So we tend to have a pause when we do videos. I think it's just a way to signal like this is what the post is about. And then when you look at when you're scrolling the feed, you just see, hey, is this interest me or not? So this is the best hook writers will be able to stand out in this technique you're doing.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, for us, when we were posting, once they switched to the big heavy video feed in LinkedIn, and we weren't kind of labeling our videos with some sort of graphical label on the video, and then we switched to labeling our videos, we saw exponential increase in engagement, because people are like, oh, that's what it's about, I'll check it out. And to your point, you really have to frame your mind, kind of take the TikTok brain and apply it to LinkedIn, because that's where we're at.
There's another thing that's happening on LinkedIn too, and I want to get your opinion if you're seeing this, but if you make anything with AI and you don't like strip like meta tags out the image, it will flag your post as made with that AI, which will downgrade the post. So if you're making things with AI, you have to make sure that you strip the back end of a post. Otherwise, you're going to be downgraded in the feed.
I'm happy about that, by the way, because there's so much garbage out there. I want them to downgrade comments that are using AI also. They're always so funny to me when you see an AI comment. It's like somebody talking like they're like from Masterpiece Theater in England or something. I'm like, nobody talks like that, dude. You can't post that comment.
I mean, if you're trying to do that, like, edit the comment.
Right.
You can get ideas like, what should I comment on this post? Yeah. Like, give me ideas. But if you're going to just copy paste, it's never a good strategy. But again, what you said, it blends in. So if you want to blend in, blend in.
There you go. All right. Well, we've crushed another episode of The Bathroom Break. Everybody, go follow Daniel's podcast, The Marketing Millennials. And if you're really bored, you can follow Do This, Not That. That's my podcast. Daniel, let's do it again next week, man.
Sounds good.
Daniel, come on, man. I got to get back to work. Get out of there. All right. While he's still in there, this is Jay. Check out my podcast, Do This, Not That, for marketers. Each week, we share really quick tips on stuff that can improve your marketing. And I hope you give it a try. Oh, here's Daniel. He's finally out.
Back from my bathroom break. This is Daniel. Go follow the Marketing Millennials podcast, but also tune into this series. It's once a week, The Bathroom Break. We talk about marketing tips that we just spew out. And it could be anything from email subject line to any marketing tips in the world. We'll talk about it. Just give us a shout on LinkedIn and tell us what you want to hear. Peace out.
Later.